You're listening to the Geek News Central Podcast for Tuesday, 17 May, 2005. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, please stand by. The geek from Geek News Central is about to come on the air. He's putting on the headset. He is pulling up the microphone. He has opened a can of Red Bull. He has strapped himself into the chair. His assistant is slapping him in the face. Get ready. And now, your host, Todd the Geek from Geek News Central.
Aloha, everybody, and welcome to the Geek News Central Podcast. I am Todd the Geek, and you're tuned in to a great show. And I'm glad that you're with us, and I want to welcome all of you that have been with us for such a long time. My big family out there, we appreciate you tuning in, and all the new listeners. Thank you for checking out the show. And if you're checking out the show for the very first time, make sure you get over to the Geek News Central website at geeknewscentral.com and check out all the great content that is on that site on a daily basis. And of course, check out some of the older podcasts that's available via the podcast link. And if you're not signed up for the mailing list, make sure that you get signed up so that you can get basically the Geek News Central show notes delivered directly to your inbox immediately following the show. So it will actually save you a trip over to the website, and you'll have those waiting for you on your on email. But hey, what a show last show, huh? It was pretty amazing. We had some just amazing response, and sincerely, I want to thank every one of you that sent me an email. It was is extremely appreciated. I think literally I received about 500 emails. And I think out of all of them, there was only a couple of people had some concerns, and I appreciate the feedback because I did ask for feedback from the show. And wow, it's been an amazing, amazing few days since the announcement. And primarily, it's just because the email's been so busy, and I've just been tracking what's been going on in the press. We did do a little bit of groundwork here. My friend Ryan over at the Hawaii Association of Podcasters, basically we had a press release put together, and he blitzed all of the local media outlets immediately on Friday, and that has resulted in this week. As a matter of fact, tomorrow morning I will be going to KHON, which is a local NBC station, I believe, here in Honolulu, and I'm going to be doing a interview, which is basically going to be for local consumption. And then on Thursday, I have an interview with KITV, and basically we're going to talk about the book and what podcasting, help spread the word on podcasting so that we can get those of you that are thinking about doing a podcast, get you tuned in, and we're going to try to help the local community get spun up a little bit too. Not too much on the national side, seen some announcements here and there. We'll see how that progresses, and hopefully as we get closer to the actual day that the book will be on the streets, that that we'll have some more press announcements to make. But I tell you what, the number of you that linked to the Amazon site and the number of you that actually purchased the book through my link on my actually website, I want to say thank you. You guys blew me away. I think as of about, the report that I saw included 14th and 15th of May, which was Saturday and Sunday, there was about 2,000 of you that clicked onto the Amazon site. Now, not all of you bought a book, but I was amazed that many people actually clicked from my site into Amazon. I do know that Amazon was pretty, well, there was, I got an email basically a couple of days, yesterday, that was saying, hey, can you tell us how many hits you've had come through your site? Because they're trying to just basically track and see where all the traffic's coming from. And I know a lot of you have put links up on your personal websites over to Amazon, and that is just immensely appreciated, and I know that we were doing real good, and we still are doing on the ranking at Amazon for the sales ranking. I do know that sales have been good, and I guess that's the main thing. But more importantly, I'm not so much, you know, of course I want to see the book sell, but more importantly, I want to see that you all get a good product, and we're not going to spend a lot of time talking tonight about the book, because I've got a lot of stuff that's going on in addition to, and primarily, today I launched the podcastawards.com website. That site is live. So we are 30 days away from launching the People's Choice Podcast Awards. So I've had some feedback from a couple of people already on the site. Everybody says it's looking great and we're looking for sponsors, and this is going to be a completely non-profit event. We're just looking to raise some money for prizes and awards and to do some good stuff at Podcast Expo in November. So if you're a company or you're so inclined to become a sponsor, please go over there and check that out. And if you are a podcaster, you're going to want to start getting your people tuned in. And of course, all of you are going to want to participate and nominate and vote those podcasts that you think are worthy of nominations. And again, this doesn't kick off until 15 June, but the website's live and you guys will get a little feel, and we've got the rules and some information up there. And, take a close look at that. You know, we can modify some stuff a little bit if we need to. And that's cut one number one on the site. And I just want to make sure that it looks good to everyone. And it's, you know, it's what you guys think it should be. All right, this weekend, actually yesterday, I spent some time with Eric Rice from ericrice.com. Came out to Hawaii, him and his wife and his lovely children. And then Lucas Gonzi from webj.org, we all, and along with some of the Hawaii podcasters, joined them for dinner and had a nice discussion. And it was very good to sit around and kind of pick Eric's brain a little bit and find out what's going on in the podcasting sphere in the mainland. He's a big video blogger, and of course he had his camera out and was doing a lot of things. So I'm sure you'll see some of that up on his website. But it's part of this national tour. Eric's going to be going around doing a podcasting and video blogging tour throughout the United States, and Hawaii was his first stop. So we had a good time with them, and there was a few people in the group that was actually kind of shy of the microphone. So I will have not edited the recording that I did of that yet, so I'm going to go through and pick out some pieces that came through good, and I will get those up at some point. And hopefully here in the next 2 or 3 days, but I just have not had time to edit it. Now, I want to talk about, some of you have asked about the show and what if we could they could rebroadcast parts of our show. Our podcast is created underneath a Creative Commons license. It is a share like, just as long as you give attribution back to us. You can take cuts out of whatever you want out of the show. Just, you know, let everybody know that it came from us so that we get, you know, some credit back via link or something. But if you want to use a snippet out of the podcast, feel free to do so. I'm kind of nervous about the news crews. Never done no live television. So it isn't really going to be live television. It's going to be live to tape. But we'll see how that goes. And let's see if I'm as cool underneath the stare of a camera as I am behind a mic. And not that I'm that cool behind a mic, but you know what I'm saying. All right, what's up? I got on my little list here. Oh, I just want to make a mention. A lot of you sent me a little note saying they appreciated hearing the family at the end of the podcast the other night. And I kind of brought them in before the show and did that kind of on the spur of the moment. And it was kind of fun. And I got scolded later. She said, how come you didn't warn me that was coming? I would have had something prepared to say. But, you know, it's one of those things. You don't really want to tell them. You want it to be a podcast, right? You want it to be live and you want it to be non-scripted. And that's just the way it was. So it was scripted on my part, but not on theirs. All right, I'm looking through my list. You know what I've been trying to look for? And those of you that are geeks out there, I've been trying to score one of these Eaterols, E-D-I-R-O-L, Eaterol R1s. They are back-ordered all over the place. So if any of you have some connections, if you those of you that are back in the mainland in the United States, if you have any connections, you go to a music store and you see that they've got any of these Eaterol R1s, or you know of a source, send me an email, okay? I really, really need to get one of these in my hands before Gnome Dex. And the little portable podcasting rig that I have that I took with me Sunday, I can tell that there's going to need some changes there. And I knew it, but I just wanted to get this one particular box, but it's being real hard to get a hold of. Everyone in the nation's trying to get a hold of this thing. Now, I did put up my last post from Marquee yesterday, and those of you that have been with us a while knew that I was a paid blogger for Marquee, and that worked out really, that was a great deal, and it was a lot of fun, but it's time to move on. That's 5 months of, you know, basically the last 2 months, it's only been one post a month, so it hasn't been really that big of a deal. But I want to thank Marquee for giving me the opportunity to, you know, to work with them. And it was fun writing about them, positive and negative. And I just hope that more companies look at that model and say maybe it's something that they should investigate. Because, you know, I think it's nice to be able to open one's doors up, especially technical companies, open one's doors up and say, go ahead, take a look at, you know, take a look under the sheets and let us know what you think, good or negative. And some of you will remember that we had the CEO, Stephen King, of Marquee on for a special interview back in January. And that was a great show. And if you want to go back and listen to someone that is really ahead of the curve company-wise on how they're trying to get their, you know, basically a spotlight put on their company, you want to go back and listen to that interview. Now, I have a lot of information, regular tech information tonight, but I do want to reiterate a couple things. I forgot to say what the three winners on the last show got. Obviously, they're getting podcasting books. Okay, I've sent them emails, but they're all getting podcasting books. And tonight, I have a new winner. Now, I'll have to admit, I went through all the voicemails, and I fibbed a little bit here tonight, folks. I didn't draw one out of the hat. I picked one. And I hope you all aren't going to be mad, but I picked one, and I think you'll understand why. And I'm just going to play this for you, and you guys can tell me whether or not I made a good choice, all right? Let's see if I can get this queued up.
Hey, Todd, it's Jeremy. Just want to say congratulations on the book. I think that's awesome. I've been listening to your podcast for a long time, and I think this is great. I posted links to on Amazon for your book on Dig, and it's on the front page, so you should be getting in some money that way. And I was sure to put in the referral link so that you would get some money from it. And I really can't wait to go out and buy your book and everything. And thanks a lot for making a book on podcasting, because I plan on making one myself. Thanks a lot.
Okay, now, it wasn't because Jeremy put a link up on his website for us. It wasn't about that. It was because Jeremy's younger, okay? And I don't know, I can't tell exactly the age of Jeremy. But Jeremy, I'm going to get you a book. You've got a book. Don't go out and order one. I'm going to send you one. So all you need to do is send me an email back. And I know I'm all about enabling people, okay? And I want to enable Jeremy to get the most information he can to create a good podcast. And being he's a little younger, probably doesn't have as you know, as open of a wallet, doesn't have as much of a resource. But Jeremy, you've got a book already, and thank you, by the way, for putting something up on your website. You know, it wasn't necessary, but I do appreciate it. But you got one, and that'll be in the mail as soon as I get them. Now, a couple of emails, a couple of people had asked me, when are they actually going to see the book? May 30th is the day that it's supposed to ship from Wiley's warehouse. So I guess, you know, within a week or however they fast, Amazon gets them out, etc. But I'm hoping to have some copies in my hand the first week of June here. And you know, coming from to Hawaii, they're going to take a little longer, but that's when they're going to get in. Now, I plan on doing a couple of special podcasts down the road, not immediately. But I am going to do some tutorial podcasts. And the reason I'm going to do some tutorial podcasts is I've been getting some email from some visually impaired podcasters or some podcasters that visually impaired people that want to do podcasts. Now, at this time, I don't know if Wiley has a plan to put out a ebook or an audiobook. So what I'm going to do is I'm not going to be able to cover, you know, quite the detail, of course, but I'm going to do a couple of series of special podcasts that is, yeah, I'm basically going to do this primarily for those of you out there that are visually impaired. I want to be able to give you guys some instruction and pass some knowledge on. And it's going to be my way of filling the gap there, because I know that when the book comes out there, you're not going to be able to have an instantaneous translation of it either into Braille or, to have it to put up on the internet and to be available to be read. So I am going to do a couple of special shows, and it's going to be for everybody too, but I kind of decided to go ahead and push that for those of you out there that are visually impaired. And believe it or not, I got a lot of email, more than I expected. There's a lot of visually impaired web bloggers out there and podcasters. And it brings me to a story I read actually on Movable Type, our Six of Parts website today, where there was some reviews done of weblogs that talked about which weblogs are visually impaired friendly. And I'm happy to say that Movable Type did score very well. And everybody I've ever asked have always said that, yeah, we can read, we're able to use our software to read what's on your website. So I encourage all of you that have a website to make sure that your website is visually impaired friendly. And that's very important out there, okay? Because there's a lot, sometimes we forget, and we need not to. We need to make sure that the sites are friendly enough so that they can get in and enjoy the material also. All right, lots of information here, and I'm loading up FeedDemon, and we're going to talk about FeedDemon a little bit today because there's some stuff in the news on FeedDemon. But in science activity, there was a space weather warning that was issued on May 15th. And it was basically one of a magnetic storm that was over the top. It was at the highest rating on the NOAA chart. Basically, it was a 9 out of 9. So I guess it was pretty impressive. And unfortunately, I missed it when it came up. Right, I had it up on the website earlier. But yeah, there was a huge, this huge geomagnetic storm, and it's subsided now. But wow. It's old Mother Nature out there, and things are out in space. And you just never know what's gonna crop up. Why do they have a scale that only goes to 9? Is there something higher than 9? do this needs to be like a 1 to 50 scale so that when it's a 9, it's actually like a 25? Or is 9 the highest that they've ever registered? And does that mean they got to go back now and recalibrate the scale and extend it out a little further, so when a magnetic storm is a little higher, that they can do that? I don't know, but it's an interesting question regardless. Now, I did find a pretty cool article that talks about new survey finds huge gaps between press and public on many issues. And I think the thing that blew me away in this article wasn't so much that there's a gap between press and public on many issues, but it was reported that just 14% of the public can name freedom of the press as a guarantee in the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. That, wow! Think about that. Only 14% of the people that they surveyed can name that freedom of the press as a guarantee. Everyone that listens to shows know that freedom of the press is guaranteed by the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. I think that's what shocked me the most. It wasn't so much that there was a gap and people don't believe what they're reading in the press, but people are actually saying the press has too much freedom. Those guys that fought in World War I, World War II, back in 1776, in the Revolutionary War, they fought for these freedoms. People that have fought in Vietnam, Iraq, and I don't care what your politics are. Freedom isn't free. And wow, it just blows me away. And I guess I think we need to make sure that we tell our kids and we tell, and remind people that, the press, as much as they make you mad sometimes, okay, that the freedom of the press is guaranteed by the Constitution. So, anyway, I originally kind of thought is make sure this wasn't dated April 1st, because I didn't honestly believe that few people would actually know that. But I guess it's just goes to show you that maybe they're not teaching what they should be teaching in school these days. All right, there's a pretty cool little wiki out there. It's called Tiddly Wiki, TiddlyWiki. It's a reusable, non-lineal personal web notebook. And basically what you can do, it's a wiki for your desktop. But you can actually publish either to your hard drive, to a USB stick, or you can publish to an actual weblog or a website. And it's made a lot of waves here recently because it's cool. And I'm going to link this up on the website in the show notes, so make sure you check that out, tiddlywiki.com. And it goes back, you know, over at the techpodcast.com website. We have been adding some great shows, added a show from CNET this weekend. And so it's just, you know, our email list, I think we're up to 32 people in the email list, and it's the email on that mailing list has gotten to the point where we're starting to actually lose stuff. So we actually put up a private wiki this weekend, and it's not available for the general public off of the techpodcast.com website, but it's made life already immediately easier because we've been able to put all the resources up there for the new members and information that they need to know to get started and be associated with us. And it's worked out well. And I've never, you know, I've used weblogs for a long time, but I've never used a wiki before. And, you know, kind of got the old fish hook in the old jaw here. I'm kind of hooked on them already. And so I'm going to be playing around with them a little bit. And I don't think we're going to put a wiki up on the Geek News Central website, but it might be. A wiki might be a good way to actually help promote some of the stuff that's going to be, people are going to be asking about in the book or asking questions that we can have discussions and maybe build upon some of the information that you guys are going to be learning here in the near future. So, I'll just leave that on the table as a possibility, but here I'm a typical geek, but I haven't used a wiki before too much. So shame on me, but check out tiddlywiki.com. All right, looks like IBM is making a move into corporate-wide blogging. And they were to release today a set of guidelines for their employees so that basically they're going to be bringing the IBM brain to the internet in the form of weblogs. And looks like it's going to be a push by the company to do this. So I think it's smart on IBM's part to allow some of their big brains to actually talk, you know, not maybe about technology, what's going on at the company, I hope. So I'm going to be real interested in seeing their actual guidelines and what they actually are going to allow their employees to say. And I applaud IBM for actually coming out with a policy. If you own a company and you're not allowing your employees to blog, then you're doing a disservice to your company because it gets word out, number one, on your company. Number two, it gives customers a different end to talk to people about things that are going on with your product and your service. So I really think that, companies are scared of blogs. And I don't know. I think I know why. I think they're afraid of the truth. So, you know, I applaud people like Robert Scoble. You know, he sticks his neck out there on the line every day, making comments that makes my eyes get big sometime. But I think it's cool that the companies have policies for blogging. You know, in some circumstances, depending on what your job is, you can't. There's good justifiable reasons sometimes. But, I think it's good on IBM's part. Kudos to them. All right, I'm sure all of you that are listening to podcasts or listen to Adam Curry's podcast or listen to Dave Weiner's podcast have been noticing there's a little bit of a, to say it lightly, a little feud, I guess. And I understand why Dave is upset. And there was some comments made on a Wired article that he's not real happy about. But as the author of that made a comment on Boing Boing today, has basically said, hey, Adam was the one that he did say, give Dave credit where credit was due. And that, unfortunately, they cut it out of the article. And I guess I can understand Dave's frustration a little bit. But, I just hope it's going to be interesting at Gnomedex, folks. And hopefully those two will have kissed and made up before we get there. Listen to Adam's podcast today. He He did a couple little nice shots via music, so I thought it was pretty interesting. But I, you know, hey, Adam, if you're listening to the show, man, we sent you the promo on the book. We hope you play it over there and spread the word to your big audience about the podcasting book. But I'm not going to hold my breath. We'll see if it comes. I don't know if it will or not, but I'll appreciate it if you do play it. All right. What else do I have? Ah, I got turned on. I can't remember who turned me on to this site. I found it today via... Well, anyway, it's a weblog that I think is going to get added to my permanent read list. It's called The Gersh Report, and it's a great read. And I don't know where this guy's been hiding, but a lot of great information on this blog, and he's talking about job process and getting, some recruiting and going through a merger and acquisition. For those of you in business and for those of you that maybe are in HR departments or going through an acquisition or being faced with one, this would be a good weblog to check out. And, of course, it'll be in the show notes. It's Gersh Report at blogspot.com. All right, what else do I have? Hey, Chris Perillo is talking about digging a little deeper into syndication and RSS. And I got to talking to Lucas Gonzi on Sunday a little bit. We didn't talk shop too much. We want because we were there as a group, but I'm going to get back together with Lucas. And Lucas, if you're listening, I'm going to kind of reiterate what I'm wanting to do here. And this is for the community at large, and I'm hoping that someone will come up with a open source solution to this. And unfortunately, I'm not a programmer. I told Lucas Sunday, gosh, I got all these great ideas for programs in my head, but I just, I'm not a programmer. And if I could just get someone that I could work with on the same wavelength, I could probably give them some great ideas to produce some pretty cool products involved with RSS. And one of the things I've been thinking about, and it all boils back to the techpodcast.com website, is that we have all of the Tech Podcasters RSS feeds set up in Mambo, and those are all being aggregated in just fine. They're actually being cached, though, that they we don't store them in a database. But what I would like to do, and I've talked about this before, and to this date, no one has got a there's all kinds of tools out there, but to be able to do this, but nothing in one place or one package. What I would like to do is be able to, via a cron job or something, once an hour, go out and touch every one of the people in our tech podcast groups, RSS feeds, and look for new shows. And if it finds a new show, grab that XML data that's contained in that RSS feed, the Real Simple Syndication feed, pull that data out, put it into either a weblog post or some sort of formatting on our site, and actually database that information. Stick it into a MySQL database so that as visitors come to the Tech Podcast website and then they go to the basically a link to this list, they will be able to see what are the newest shows, and it would be updated all the time so that it's kind of like a top 100 list that you find over at audio.weblogs.com. But instead, it is strictly for our group. And I want to pull the full entire RSS feed with all the show notes and everything so that we can actually search that information on the Tech Podcast website. So, do this through Perl and have it tied to a database formatted website with all that information getting stuck into a MySQL database with, going consecutively so that I can, we can build up this repository of information on our shows. Now, it may be totally easy, and Lucas seems to think that it's going to be really easy to do. And I just need somebody that is really good in Perl. Now, I did have a instant message chat with a gentleman last night that may be able to do some of this work for me. And I've asked him to provide me some proof of the kind of code that they can do. The price is right, and hopefully we can make this happen. But if any of you out there have a solution or want to support the techpodcast.com site and help us build this out, we really need some help. And, we got a bunch of geeks over there, but we don't have too many programmers. And the programmers that we do have, a couple of them are under, they can't write code because it's part of their company agreement that they won't. So you know, they can't contribute code. Otherwise, it, you know, jeopardizes their job with their current company. And you can look through our list and you may be able to figure out who those people are. But, you know, I understand their position. You know, they've signed an agreement with their employer saying, I will not contribute code, even if it's open source. It's not a not-for-profit outside of my employment with your company. Okay, those of you that are gamers, Xbox 360, of course, big debut. And there was lots of great information on the Engadget website. I'm sitting here chugging water tonight. I'm thirsty. Sorry about that. But anyway, there looks like the Xbox 360 is going to be a pretty nice box, and it does look like it is going to play some of the older games. But what I found it was funny, and those of you that are Mac and Apple hardcore users, you're going to get a laugh, but apparently the Xbox 360 demos were running on G5s. Yeah. And that kind of makes this little secret. And there was some rumor before that that's what was happening, that the actual game development was going on a Mac. So, you know, you don't hear Microsoft talking about that too often, and makes me wonder a little bit, you know. But, yeah, I thought you guys would get a laugh on that. And I'm sure some of you already knew that. But for those of you that didn't, you're probably the Windows fans out there going, "Err." And, you know, I had to laugh because I keep getting emails from people saying, "What if you turn into a Mac lover?" And I'm like, no. I'm a user of both technologies, and I like playing with both operating systems, having a lot of fun with it. I've actually had a lot of fun recently with Tiger, been learning that operating system and the new, and, you know, basically the new stuff that's available on the app. The OS. Along with the Xbox 360, of course, is the PlayStation 3. That was announced also, and it's got some, that is going to be, you know, I think the Microsoft folks, actually, I think the Sony folks took some lessons from Apple in design, because this box looks beautiful. It has got an amazing design, but it looks like the PlayStation 3 is going to outpower Xbox 360. Got a little bit more horses underneath the hood. So I'm sure those of you that are all gamers out there are all excited and chomping at the bit to get your hands on some of these units. I'm sure that some of you probably have already pre-ordered. But unfortunately, I'm not a big gamer, so I cannot talk to it too deeply. But we'll keep an eye on it and see what happens. Now, the notorious MPAA is going after TV show traders. That's right. They're going after the sites that are running torrents with TV programming on it. And it looks to me like they have they've shut down 6 sites and sued. We're actually going to take some people to court. They've got 6 people that they've went after. And the sites that they shut down were Shun TV, Zone Tracker, BTE FNet, Sci-Fi Classic, CD, DVD Heaven, and Bragging Rights. Now, I've always said, you can't do the time, don't do the crime. So, you know, folks, be careful out there, okay? The MPAA and the RIAA, they're still going after people that are sharing music. The MPAA is going after people now that are sharing TV shows. So, you know, I don't advocate you doing that. You know, that's what we've got TiVos for, and DVRs. Use them for what they're used for, okay? And they'll go out there and start downloading copyrighted material over the internet and get yourself in trouble. I don't want to see anybody that's listening to this to the show to end up with a lawsuit in their hands. You know, and I've always believed in paying for what I buy or for what I use. You know, and if it... You know, back in the old days, there was I shouldn't say old days, 10 years ago when shareware was going around, you know, a lot of people hacked shareware real quickly and provided keygens, and a lot of that stuff still goes on. But, you know, what would happen is those products never got, they were never improved because the author could not afford to, he wasn't making a living because everyone was hacking the software. So, you know, the software that you have on your computers, make sure you're paying for it, not going out there and downloading. And now some of you are going to say, oh, you're just being a purist. But, you know, I honestly believe in that and paying your way, okay? So enough said on that. Okay, Technorati has tracked its 10 millionth blog. It apparently happened on May 15th, it looks like. And it was a Chinese weblog that was the 10 millionth one. So they've come a long ways. And I'll be honest with you, with TechnoRatty, PubSub, and FeedBurner, two or three of those that I use, I was really watching for leaks on our book announcement because I had so many people swore to secrecy that actually I had a little list here in the house. I had about 30 names on it of people that I had talked to. And, you know, we talked to the a lot of the Dell developers. We sent out emails asking for information, trying to get on their betas so that we can ensure that we had all of the latest releases in the book. And some of the podcatcher vendors never replied. You know, so if those of you that are developers out there, and if you get an email from somebody saying, hey, I'm working on a project that's going to be published in a podcasting book, it's going to get national exposure, I'd like to talk to you about your product. You know, you send that via email. Why don't you please respond? You know, there's some podcasting books that are in work out there right now, and I'm sure that they're probably going to get, hopefully they get a little more cooperation with some of the developers, because that was part of my problem initially in the first few chapters was, but I did finally, we got, of course, all the information we needed, and I want to definitely thank the iPodder, JPodder, Doppler folks, and there's quite a group of other applications and vendors that we worked with. And I want to thank all those folks for working closely with us, including all the people, all the companies that gave us time to talk about microphones and all the different things that went into making the book. You know, we had to talk to a lot of people out there, and it was very nice of them to take time out of their busy schedules to discuss the subjects in detail. Okay, on Tech Dirt, there is good news for you wine lovers. And it's actually pretty good news for my wife and I. We like a particular wine that is sold in Michigan. And you can't, before, Michigan had a law, basically, that they couldn't ship out of state. And with the Supreme Court today knocked down a state protectionist law on online wine ordering. So they basically said that's unconstitutional. It's they're not going to stand for it. So from now on, you're going to be able to order wine across state lines and have it shipped to you. So if you like a particular variety of wine, that is now available. Now, I know that's not real techie, but it's nice to see that the Supreme Court make a good decision. And I think it was a really good decision. And it's going to open up the market for a lot of great wines that are out there. So, yeah, it wasn't really tech, but I was pretty happy to see the article. Okay, also, Tech Dirt has an article on how the crackdown on indecency may give podcasting a business model. Now, we know the FCC is actually looking at satellite radio to maybe put the same restrictions on satellite radio as terrestrial radio has to deal with. So, this could expand to the point if the FCC does do something and put a restriction on satellite, you know, because basically satellite's like your cable TV. It's almost anything goes. Definitely podcasting is anything goes as well, that you've all heard some of the shows that are out there. So it definitely could help the business model for podcasting. Now, I'm not going to hold my breath, but I think that they have a good point. And one thing's for sure, it'll be real hard, and it'll be almost impossible for the FCC to come in and say to podcasters, hey, you can't say that. And so it'll be just like a freedom of speech deal saying, hey, this is my voice saying what I want to say. And even though I'm putting that audio file up on the internet and it's available for download via an enclosure or a direct link or however you get to the show, I think they'll have a real hard time even trying to. I think it's unconstitutional. I don't think they can do it. So we'll see what happens with the satellite radio side. And because we do know that a few shows have gotten some interesting sponsorships through some sponsors that I'm not going to discuss on this show. But, you know, that's why this show stays a family-oriented show. It's because I want you guys to be able to reliably know that you can turn the show on. And anybody, and if you're into this tech scene and into listening to tech shows, all of the tech podcasters have basically agreed to a charter where they will keep the content G so that you can, you know, it'll be safe for your kids to listen to and safe for it to be on when you're driving down the road with the mom and the kids. And, you know, that's important to me. I know it's important to a lot of you because I get a lot of email from those of you out there saying that is important. It's an important feature of this podcast and other podcasts that you listen to. And I know many of you do not tune in to some of the shows that may be beyond the G rating. And so if you've got my word, this show will stay G, okay? All right, we're already about 40 minutes. I've got some more information to go through, and we're going to talk about the radio station in San Francisco that is basically they launched today, or actually, yeah, it was today, Monday the 16th. You guys are getting this on Tuesday, obviously. They launched today their programming with Pure Podcast, and I went over there, and I was going to submit show 64 for consumption so that the general public would be able to hear about the book. And I went through and I read their terms of service and I'm like, no way. I'm not giving them this content just because it's got so much lawyer speak in it. But you know, they made it so hard. You have to jump through like five different hoops to get a show uploaded, number one. Number two, you have to basically sign your life away for the rights. And it's just, they don't make it easy even to listen to their stream. So all of us that are sitting on this side of the fence are kind of scratching our heads saying, they just don't get it. You know, if they would have got it, they would have made a playlist and they would have had RSS feeds up of all the shows. You know, we would have made it easy to look at what they're playing. But go to their site and I'll put the link up to the website and tell me if you can find what they have played in the last 24 hours, okay? Because I don't think you can. You might be able to, but I didn't find it. So, yeah, we'll see how that works out, you know. But I wish them luck, and I hope that they use a wide variety of shows, and I hope they don't cause anybody any trouble down the road. Now, I had asked for you guys to help me out with a logo, and I guess there's no artist listening to the Geek News Central podcast, but I did find a pretty cool site. For $25, you can basically submit what you're looking for, and they will create a logo for you. It's at GotLogos, GotLogos.com, and they'll send you back a submission. If you don't really like what it is, you can ask for a modification, pay them an additional $10. They'll make some modify it a little bit, and bingo, you've got a logo. I'm not an artist, so I thought, hey, let's see what I can do. I'm going to go ahead and submit my idea to them. I'll pay the $25, and we'll see what kind of a logo I get back. So if any of you that are looking for logos, gotlogos.com. Now, have you all of you seen, I don't know how many of you are still buying CDs in an actual music store, but apparently they've got these big stickers on them now that says something about, you know, it's an FBI warning that talks about don't share the music. Well, there's a link up on Boing Boing that talks about a profile sharing seal for CDs. And basically it says, and it's got in quotes, warning, artist supports file sharing. And they're basically going to make this graphic available for artists that want to put it up on their website or want to put it on their CDs that they're selling. So, you know, if an indie artist or an independent artist and you're looking for, well, that's the same thing. If you're an independent artist looking to make sure that you want your music shared, if you support file sharing, you can put this sticker on the back of your CD. We'll see how this takes off. I had a laugh. I found a link to a website that shows x-rays of people that are wearing like piercings and that different types of stuff. Kind of reminds me of my x-ray from my injury last year. I'm going to put a link up to that. You guys will get a kick out of that, seeing the old hardware that is in the geek's back here. And courtesy of a great surgeon and stainless steel and four screws, looks pretty gruesome when you see it on the website, but I've got that linked up on another website. I'll put that up so you guys can actually see the hardware that's in the old geek's back here. Okay, I found an article today that talks about the broadcast flag is back from the dead. And this basically goes into, you know, we won a great victory a couple weeks ago where the Supreme Court said that the, or was it a district court? Anyway, one of the courts had said that the FCC had overstepped their boundaries in trying to enforce the broadcast flag that would have went into effect on June 15th, that would have basically allowed television broadcasters to put a signal in with their feed to stop that any show from being recorded via hardware in your computers, in your DVRs, in your VHSs, wherever it may have been. They were going to try to limit fair use by allowing broadcasters to put this broadcast signal into what they were transmitting. Now, it looks like the Hollywood czars are shopping for a senator that is willing to sell out and plug the hole that this ruling, you know, this hole that's gaping that is, says that the FCC can't do this, and they're going to, basically, the draft of the bill says this, simply that the FCC will have authority to adopt regulations governing digital television apparatus necessary to control the indiscriminate redistribution of digital television broadcast content over digital networks. Well, they are going to do everything they can, spend as much money as they can, to find some senator that will put this bill forward, or several senators to put this bill forward. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to be watching. The EFF is going to be watching, and as soon as we get a whiff of who they approached or who they're going to get to push this thing, we'll let you know so that you guys can get your fax machines going and your email running. Okay, I'm running real long here tonight again, but I want to talk about NewsGator has acquired Feed Demon and Top Style and Rick Bradbury. You know, I'm Nick Bradbury, excuse me. I'm a huge, huge fan of Feed Demon. I use it. But I tell you what, I've not been a big fan of NewsGator, so I am really concerned, and I hope that Nick has got his pulse on what's going on with those of us out here that likes his product, and I hope his product doesn't get jacked up from this acquisition. Now, everyone on the internet says this is a good move. It's you know, it's, and Nick is being reassuring in his weblog entry that you know, it's going to be business as normal, but it's just going to be some additional features, and you know, it's we're going to see changes to Feed Demon. So those of you that are using Feed Demon, I guess we'll keep an eye out and see what's going to happen there. But I don't know. I guess time will tell. All right, folks, that's all I've got for tonight. I want to thank you. First of all, I want to thank all of you that went out there and purchased the book. I really appreciate it. I also want to thank you guys for tuning in and continuing to be a part of my family here. And I'm going to try to stay on subject, and we're going to try to stay on tech. We'll be drifting a little bit about the book here and there, but I'm going to try to keep the mix so that you guys don't get turned off, and I promise not to make it one big infomercial, and the buzz will fade here after a while, but for now, we want you to keep the buzz up, keep talking about it, linking in your websites if you would. I would definitely appreciate that, but meanwhile, thanks for tuning in. As always, please send your comments to geek@geeknewscentral.com. You can Skype me at Geek News Central or call the voicemail line at 619-342-7365. And most importantly, we're going to have another contest this week. So all I want you to do is those of you, and this is going to be how we're going to work it, those of you that are on the mailing list, okay? If you're on the mailing list, you're going to be eligible for the drawing. So get over to the mailing list, get signed up. There's two of them. There's one that's a broadcast only. That's basically where I just send out 2 to 3 emails a week. And the other one is actually a discussion forum. It's linked from the main website. Okay, I'll take all the names. It depends on which list. It doesn't matter which list you're on. I'll take both sets of names. I'll merge them. And I'll do a honest-to-goodness drawing, and we'll pick a random person off the list. Now, what I want to do is, if we pick a random person and you have already ordered the book, please let me know, because what I'll do is I'll draw a couple alternate names, and we'll keep a couple of alternates on tap, so that in case you've already ordered, we'll give it to someone that has not ordered a book yet. Okay, I definitely want to. Or you can just tell me you didn't. You can give one to somebody that you know that's going to do podcasting, which is cool too. All right. Anyway, that's it. We'll see you on Friday. And of course, I'm Todd the Geek. And thanks for tuning in, folks. And we'll see you then. Bye-bye.